Drew Brees, you know, he had a rough stretch for a couple of games this year, but overall his numbers are, you know, really high, and it almost seems like it's a little ho-hum because people are used to him putting up these numbers. Just your assessment of what you see from Drew Brees this season in your eyes.
Well, I do agree with you. We do expect him to have those kind of numbers. We really do. You know, the thing that you see is as his guys seem to get healthier and healthier. You know, I know these guys have been nicked up for the most part all season, and you know he haven't had all of his weapons healthy at the same time. Now you're starting to see it, and you're starting to see that offense click. So it's really becoming a typical Saints offense again. And you know, you've got to be able to account for, you know, what Drew does, but also for the weapons that he has.
Is it unfair that, you know, everybody looks at Drew that way now, though? I mean, it's just from a...
You know, it almost is, but again, you know, Drew's a product of his own success, too, now. You know, let's be honest about that. I mean, the guy's had a terrific career ever since he got to the Saints. It's gotten better and better. And, you know, the expectations just, you know, get a little bit out of touch sometimes with people. They think, you know, he's going to do it all the time, and it's hard. I mean, it's hard because people are really trying to study and learn what the Saints are doing, and, you know, and as people understand a little bit more and more each year, it's going to be harder. It's going to be harder and harder, and it's tough. But you know, Drew really is one of the better ones, and most certainly is a class act.
Ron, have you heard from the league office with regards to Cam Newton's situation in Oakland, and what do you guys anticipate possibly might happen?
Honestly, we haven't heard, and we'll just react to what's going on. But I mean, in light of what happened in the game and all that stuff, like I said, I'm just going to react to what they say.
What can we ask you? What you said to Cam regarding his actions, just as a coach to his quarterback?
Well, I just told him, you know, he's got to be careful. That's the biggest thing. I mean, you know, I have an opinion on what I thought happened, and so I thought he reacted like a lot of other people would have reacted, the way they, you know, feeling and seeing what I saw, you know. So I'm not gonna really get into it. But I just told him, hey, he's got to be careful. That's all.
Ron, how is your team playing? I know from a wins-loss standpoint, I know what that reads, but how is your team playing right now as the season winds down?
I think we're playing better. I mean, you know, we figured some things out, and we're doing some things differently, and we're doing some things better. You know, the hardest thing that we've had to struggle through more so than anything else really has been just our offensive line. And I think as that group has kind of solidified, I think we've played better. The hard part now is obviously is we've had a couple more injuries there, and, you know, trying to patchwork that, and you know, hopefully our guys can step up and we can make some plays.
Ron, there's been speculation about your job security. Has your owner given do you think you need to get an endorsement from your owner, or do you just play out the string and evaluate the season afterwards?
That's pretty much it. I mean, it's one of those things that, you know, we just control what we can. And this week, you know, we're playing the Saints. And then after that, we'll just go forward and see what happens. So, you know, and that's kind of been my approach. You know, it's crazy because you kind of wonder where it all came from, you know, and it's, you know, it never came from him, and that's the thing. And so now it's, you know, it's I'm on the spotlight or hot seat or whatever they call it. And at no point has I ever told that. So, you know, I'm just going to go through it and see what happens. And, you know, as I've always said, you know, it's about us getting our players ready to play on Sunday. I mean, we got the Saints, and, you know, we got to go to New Orleans and play them there. So we know it's going to be a tough football game.
When you talk about this season finale, on one hand, you know, the average fan might say, well, it's two non-playoff teams, anticlimactic. On the other hand, it's two teams that have won probably the majority of their recent games, and seem to be hitting their stride, and it could actually be a very good football game. And I was just wondering, you know, how you see the importance of this game for each team.
Exactly that. I mean, it is you know, it's a momentum game. I mean, you know, you look to play well, you look to win, and the obvious thing being is why? Because, you know, it's just not about this season. It's about what's going forward. It's about the, you know, the future. It's about getting ready for next season as well as anything else. And that's really kind of been our approach. And, you know, everything we're doing is building for the next opportunity, and that obviously is going to be, you know, after this Sunday, it'll be next year. So, you know, we want to make sure we play well, we give ourselves an opportunity, and we can ride that wave going forward.
So, this is kind of a tongue-in-cheek question, but, you know, Pro Bowl voting's tonight, and I'm wondering, when you guys get ready for the Saints, do you say, you know, Marcus Colston, he's never been to a Pro Bowl, so we don't have to worry about him?
Never. I'll tell you right now, with the talent that's on this football team, you would never say that. You'd never say that about a Darren Sproles. You'd never say that against a Pierre Thomas or a Mark Ingram or Chris Ivory type football players. Those guys are good football players. Marcus Colson's a good football player, as is Lance Moore. I think, you know, Devery Henderson. I mean, you start talking about, you know, guys, oh, they're not good, they're not good. You know, the thing about the Pro Bowl, it's the voting's different. It's not necessarily, you know, about who the best player is either. Sometimes, and sometimes it's a little bit about reputation. So I think when you start talking about who the Saints are and who they have, there's a group of football players that may be overlooked and unfairly overlooked, especially in light of the success that they've had. I mean, you know, Drew Brees has had a tremendous amount of success, and I bet if you asked him, you know, why did he have the success, he wouldn't say it was all about him. He'd say it's about his offensive line and the playmakers that are making plays for him.
Well, Marcus in particular, actually, you know, I asked because this year he's broken some records. He's becoming one of the greatest receivers in Saints history, and he's never been to a Pro Bowl. I just wonder why that is, you know?
Well, I mean, again, it's, you know, I guess it's about flashy numbers and all that good stuff, which I think is disappointing because, again, you know, you're talking about a guy that was on a Super Bowl championship team, too, now. So you'd like to think that somewhere along the line he would be recognized for what he does.
Ron, you looked at you saw the Saints defense in game two, and many months have passed since then, and the Saints seem to have kind of found their niche under Coach Spagnuolo. Would you give us your assessment of what this defense looks like and the progress it's made?
I'll tell you what it looks like right now. It looks like they are hitting on almost all their cylinders. I mean, there's still some things that they've got to learn. I mean, the system that Coach Spag uses is pretty much the one that I grew up in when we were both in Philadelphia under Jim Johnson. And it is one of those things that if you expect it to all of a sudden show up the very first day, it ain't going to happen. It's just not going to happen. It takes time. And once these guys learn it, and once these guys learn to communicate within it, it's going to get better and better. And that's what you're starting to see. I mean, what they did to Tampa Bay was pretty impressive. I'll tell you that much right now. And then last week, you know, fighting with Dallas the way they got into, I mean, that was a fist fight. That was a heck of a football game. I mean, both teams had explosive offenses, and then the defenses were fighting to keep up with them. I mean, that was a great game, man. And I enjoyed watching the last two same games, both offensively, defensively, and on special teams. I really, you know, my hat's off for them. I mean, they've gone through a lot this year, and, you know, the thing that they do and the players are doing is they're all fighting.
Ron, would you talk briefly just about the progress Brandon LaFell has made as a receiver in the years that you've been there?
He's been tremendous. I mean, last year, going into training camp, I was a little disappointed in him. We brought in a Legadu Nani to be the starter. I think that kind of lit a fire in him a little bit. He took it personal, and I'm telling you, the young man has developed into a solid football player. And, you know, he's our number two right now, and he just gets better and better each week. You know, the tough thing is he's had that toe injury the last few weeks. He played through it last week, did a great job for us. And this week, you know, looking forward to his opportunity to go back to New Orleans. So I'm excited to watch him on the football field. You know, he's a guy that just seems to be getting better and better. So I'm excited for his future as well.